The first part of the song we have is the intro, and it's 8 measures long. However, it's not really that difficult. There's 2 measures that we do a total of almost 4 times. Here's what these 2 measures sound like. Now, this is the basic motif that we'll play on the piano almost throughout the entire song. So anytime it shows up, we'll be able just to reference it real quickly, and we will call this motif number 1. I don't think there's any other main motifs that show up, but this one is predominant throughout the song. So let's take a look at what we're doing here. We're building this basically around a D chord in the right hand, and this D chord is A, D, F sharp. So this is the A below middle C, the D right above middle C, and the F sharp above it. I'm using my 1st, 2nd, and 4th fingers for this, and you can use your 5th on the F sharp, 3rd on the D if you want to. Really doesn't matter because of what all's going on here. So we'll start with that in our right hand. Left hand, I need the D 2 below middle C with the 5th. Now what will happen is we'll hit the F sharp in the right hand along with the left hand's D. Pedal goes down. Then right hand, play the A below middle C. Then play the D under your 2nd finger. Then up to the F sharp while the left hand plays its D again. Then right hand, play the A under your 1st finger. And then I want you to play the E right above the D. Then left hand, hit your D again. And then right hand, play the D under your 2nd finger. So we have... Then for the 2nd measure of this motif, the right hand will play the E, while the left hand plays the G under its 2nd finger. So right hand, this is the E above middle C. Left hand, this is the G 2 below middle C. These hit together, pedal up and down. Then right hand, play the A below middle C with your 1st. Come back and play the D right above middle C with your 2nd. Back up to the E under your 3rd while the left hand plays its G again. Then right hand, play the D under your 2nd. Down to the A with your 1st. Back up to the D while the left hand plays the G again. And then right hand, play the E. So right hand has E, A, D, E, D, A, D, E. And when you put the left hand in, so these 2 measures again, slowly, sound like this. Practice that until you can play that smoothly and almost without even thinking about it, because this is the basic structure that goes on behind the verses. Now, let's see what happens after this.